This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
So you're saying with Hilton Honors, I can use points for a free night stay anywhere?
Anywhere.
What about fancy places like the Canopy in Paris?
Yeah, Hilton Honors, baby.
Or relaxing sanctuaries like the Conrad in Tulum?
Hilton Honors, baby.
Ooh, what about the 5-star Waldorf Astoria in the Maldives?
Are you going to do this for all 7,000 hotels and resorts?
When you want points that can take you anywhere, it matters where you stay. Hilton for the stay.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey friends, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That's Perez. How you doing?
I am at a loss for words.
What's wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. You don't have to assume something's wrong. I guess I feel like my new self. There's two big things going on right now. First, I have not had any coffee since January 1st, and I'm still not fully adjusted to that.
Why are you quitting coffee?
For personal reasons. I don't want to get into it now.
Okay.
I'll tell you next week.
Okay. I think I've actually figured it out already. Next week, let me guess, okay?
Okay. So I've quit coffee, and that's, you know, I was drinking 3 12-ounce cups of coffee a day.
Wow.
Which is not that much, okay? There's people that drink more. Caffeine is a man, it's been rough. So, like, headaches and everything, it's been rough. And the other thing that I've been doing is I've been going the last couple of days, and I'm going to do it for a few more days. I've been going to the gym twice a day.
Really?
Yeah. Because I want to be in, like, phenomenal shape. So, I feel both, like, exhausted, but also I feel energized at the same time. Does that make any sense?
Not at all.
Okay. So I feel exhausted and energized. There you go. I'm repeating myself. How are you?
I'm good. I've been actually sick. I've been sick since last Sunday. So I have this Ebola LA cold that everybody has. And it's like one of the roughest colds I've ever had. It just will not go away. It lingers and lingers and the cough is forever. But I feel pretty good this morning.
And I had a big regret, actually. So I took my kids to see Doolittle, the premiere of that. Mm-hmm. And Selena Gomez is in the movie. And right. I know her. She sang happy birthday to me at my birthday party many years ago. Like, we know each other. Mm-hmm. I saw her on the red carpet, literally 3 feet from me. She was posing mm-hmm. for photos. She was done posing. I was tempted to ask her for a photo then, but they were moving her in the other direction. I'm like, well, I'll just wait till she comes back around. And she never came back around.
didn't happen.
Oh, so I was so bummed about that, especially because I wasn't even planning. Well, you know what? I'll save this. Put a pin in it. I'll get back to it. Go with me here, okay?
Okay.
I don't care if you're not interested.
Okay.
I know our listeners are more than interested in all this drama going on in the UK with the British royals and our American royal, Meghan Markle.
Wait a minute. When would I ever say that nobody cares about this? I think it's a huge story.
You sent out some stupid tweet that was like fake news or some BS like that.
Oh, no. What you reported was wrong.
What did I report that was wrong? What are you talking about?
You reported that the royals were going to be on Gayle King. Gayle King was interviewed and said that they are not going to be on her show. So I said fake news.
Oh, all right. Well, she's saying that, but Gayle could be playing it coy or lying, you know?
Okay. Well, you were reporting that she's doing the show and Gayle King reported herself that they are not. Now, they could be down the line. That doesn't negate me being right.
Whatever.
She was asked. She said no. That's all I responded to.
All right. Well, I'm not believing it's not fake news if they're having conversations.
But she said that they're not. She said that they haven't talked and there's no interview scheduled is what she said.
All right.
Now, could there be down the line? I don't know. Maybe.
All right.
Possibly.
Let's get into it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have so many thoughts and I like to think that I'm such an Anglophile that I could really put on the cap of a British person and let you know what Brits are thinking. However, I do know that we have a lot of British listeners. So if I misspeak, because I clearly am not British, and I say something you think is not accurate, call us and let us know your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. And Americans, too. I do love this because I feel like because Meghan Markle is American, this is our story, too. And she's also she's also kind of Canadian, too. She spent so much time in Canada filming Suits. And she's currently there now with baby Archie. So call us, 800-721-1185. As I'm sure you all know by now, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle shocked the world when they announced that they wanted to step back from being, quote, senior royals and take a lesser public royal in royal role, public role in the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is many things, but basically, as an observer, follower, royal watcher, as they're called, Prince Harry has historically rebelled against what has been expected of him. I mean, hello, he married an American actress who also happens to be biracial. This is par for the course for him. In fact, he previously... There's been resurfaced video of him many years ago, way before Meghan Markle, say on camera that he contemplated leaving the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it complicated are a few issues. As I'm sure you know, because you watched The Crown, right?
Mm-hmm. Love season 3.
The British royals, their lifestyle is subsidized by the British public. However, I think this is a good, and this is one of many things, like this is a moment to, quote, modernize the monarchy. And this could be a moment to say, you know what? We as the British royal family have decided we don't want the British taxpayers to subsidize our lifestyle anymore. I mean, some of the stuff I don't get. I've read repeatedly that the British and so many others are like, abolish the monarchy. It's so outdated, this, that, and the other. And I sort of understand that. But on the flip side, the British royal family, according to what I've read, is good for the UK in terms of financially. They generate over $1 billion a year annually in tourism money. You know, people wanting to visit to go to Buckingham Palace or Kensington Palace or this, that, the other. Can't they just use the money they make from tourist money from that to subsidize their lifestyle? I would think so, right?
I mean, I guess in a roundabout way they do, but who knows what goes out? Like, I have no idea what they're being paid or what liberties that they can take. I no clue.
I just think that would make their lives simpler because it would make the people feel less entitled, like, oh, I'm paying for them, right? And I get it. Technically, there's this thing called the crown, actually, which means that, like, all the jewelry that Queen Elizabeth wears, it isn't hers. It belongs to the crown. Buckingham mm-hmm. Palace, Windsor Castle, Kensington Palace, they don't belong to the British royals. They belong to the crown.
Right. Like, it's like being able to go into a museum and take anything you want and use it, but it's not really yours.
Exactly. So people really feel entitled and invested in this story, and especially because Harry and Meghan have spent more than some of their peers, like Prince William and Kate Middleton. Like, Meghan Markle has spent, like, it's wild to me that people know all these things, but it's public knowledge because right. they're taxpayers funded. Supported. Meghan Markle has spent more on fashion than Kate Middleton has, and a lot more. A lot more. And these are things that the British public nitpick about and get upset over. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle also spent millions of dollars on their Frogmore cottage at Windsor Castle. A big thing, not only feeling invested, I'm so into this story, by the way, not only feeling invested in this story are the British public, but also, like, the big recurring thing that I see and the reason why most, and I feel fairly safe in describing it as most, of the British public are not happy with how this all went down is because Meghan Markle, sure, she's American, that is a given, but mm-hmm. she knew what she was marrying into. She knew all that came with that. So many British people say, instead of trying to change the monarchy to work for them, which is what they're trying to do, she should have never married him in the first place because she knew what she was marrying into and all that came with that. And one of the things that comes into marrying a British royal, whether you like it, especially a senior royal, which Prince Harry was, whether you like mm-hmm. it or not, you're not allowed to work. That's just the rules. And she wants to work. Frankly, I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to work. I think that's cool, but that's just not how the British monarchy works, and for a variety of reasons. And now there's this whole can of worms that has been opened because the quote rules exist for a reason. It's both a family and a business at the same time, which is what makes things complicated, right? There is the possibility that by going rogue, which is basically what Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are doing, that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle may eclipse Prince William, the future king, and Kate Middleton in popularity by metrics that are quantifiable. There's a possibility now that Harry and Meghan may get more Instagram followers. Yeah, I get it. Prince William is going to be king, but the rules were established so that the king in the future, there's like a pecking order. Prince William should be number one. And the crown, the monarchy, wants to be able to control everything that Harry does. And they're not mm-hmm. going to be able to now that he's going into this new role. You know, he could be more popular, more liked, according to polls. He just has he and Meghan Markle will have the ability to do more and anything they want. And mm-hmm. not just the royal watchers and a lot of the British public, but the staunch, tried and true old monarchy is all shook up because of all of this. And also because of how it all went down. Yes, there were conversations had before Meghan and Harry released their shocking statement, but they only gave the family a 10-minute heads up before they decided to go public with this. And mm-hmm. those close to them claim they decided to go public with it because a story leaked in the Sun newspaper, which is the most read, biggest newspaper in the UK, that revealed their plans to move to North America. Here's where I'm going to start giving my opinion, and I invite you as well. Mm-hmm. I would think that really, truly sensitive, really delicate issues like this, And I've had sense, and I've learned along the way, okay? I've had delicate and sensitive issues over the last few months that I have not spoken out about, okay? I'm trying to be a different person. I would think, out of respect and, like, she's the freaking queen, that Prince Harry would try to resolve things within the family and privately and not go public until there was a plan in place. There was no plan in place. In fact, right now, or depending on when you are listening to this, yesterday at the Queen's country estate, Prince Harry, Prince William, Prince Charles, and the Queen herself all got together to try and hash out everything for the future. And what's wild to me is he forced the Queen's hand. He forced the Queen to do so. What a petulant grandchild. Like, the Queen ended up giving a 72-hour ultimatum to her royal staff. Like, we must have an outline in place. We must have this figured out by 72 hours. Like, what's the frickin' rush? Why are you in such a hurry now? Like, these are complicated matters that shouldn't be rushed, I think. So I don't like how that all played itself out. And I have more opinions, but I've been doing talking for literally 10 minutes. I'm surprised you haven't said a damn thing.
I just think these are acts of petulant children. And I think Meghan Markle always wanted to be a pain in the ass, and now she's a pain in the ass. I think that's her plan from the get-go. I think Harry has always been a pain in the ass. He's been a bad boy, younger. He's like an Instagram whore or something. You know what I mean? Like, he just wants attention. He needs attention because he's, what, third in line? He's way down the pecking order.
Well, he was. Now he's like sixth in line.
Whatever it is. Yeah. So
he's never going to be king.
Yeah, he'll never be king. It really doesn't matter at the end of the day. The guy has been aching for attention clearly his whole life. Now he's getting the attention he wants. He found a partner in her who also is a giant pain in the ass, who needs so much attention. And
an actress.
This is what you get. Yeah, an actress. Exactly. This is exactly what you get. And it makes for fun fodder for two countries.
Yeah.
It's great. I love that it's an American that's just screwing it up for everyone. It's great.
Well, us Americans have done that before. I mean, you remember Wallace Simpson, right?
There you go. Right.
If it wasn't for Wallace Simpson, Queen Elizabeth would not have been queen.
That's right.
I think it's the sum total of everything, but you have to also take into consideration all the individual pieces. I think as one of the first freaking things I said on this podcast a few years ago when they started dating, I think I said it repeatedly. I was like, why marry a British royal when you could just marry a billionaire instead? It'd be such a more pleasant lifestyle.
It's attention. It's clout.
Yeah.
It's look at me. I need attention. She sought out someone that could give her that, and she's getting it. That's what it is. That's all this boils down to. And it's funny.
Yeah. The two little points that I wanted to make are one factor also at play, and it ties into what I said about, girl, just marry a billionaire. They may just be lazy because the British royals work and a lot. Like, they have so many royal engagements, like, every damn day. It's a full-time job.
You have to be built for that and want to do that as well. That's part of that job. And watching The Crown is kind of my education to that, like really figuring out all of the things that they have to do and all of the royal functions. It's a pain in the ass. It really is a job. And people look at it like, it can't be that hard. Yeah, it's hard to put on the dog, if you will, every single day.
Oh, yeah. And I watch video and they have to pretend to be interested in every person they meet.
Sure.
Whether they're a famous person or a regular person, they have to listen intently and give them the time of day and just like multiple events a day. It's a job. It's a grind. It's not as fun as just marrying a billionaire. And the other motivator, clear motivator. And actually, you know what? This doesn't upset me. I'm not totally mad with how this all went down, because what he's also doing, Prince Harry, is he's taking into consideration not just himself and his wife and his child, but he's also taking into consideration his grandchild, okay? Because when his son, Archie, has children, it's going to be two generations removed and so far down the line, Archie's going to have to get a job. Period. He is. Just like Prince Andrew's daughters, Eugenie and Beatrice, they have to work. They work. I mean, they probably don't have to work. The British royals have secret money. Like, hello, duh. Just like the... who's Nicky Hilton married? Rothschilds. The Rothschilds have so much money, right? The 1% of the 1% that have been the 1% of the 1% for centuries, okay? They have secret hidden money. They print their own money, basically. But his grand... I do think that part of... Or at least this is what he's telling himself. You know, money does matter. And this is a decision that's also about money. He wants to make his own money. He wants to make more money. He wants to be sure that his... child, his grandchild, like, he thinks he's just as important as Prince William.
But the thing is, he's made himself that important, and it's almost like fame. Once you're famous, you're always famous, and you can monetize that. He's not like D-level famous either. He's A-level famous.
Yeah.
Money begets money. It's almost like being an ex-politician. Any person that's an ex-president, you never have to work again. The money just comes in, whether it's donated or given to you or, you know, people that you've supported along the way on the back end, they're paying you on the way out. I mean, it's the same thing. They're always going to have money, and she knows that. There's probably more money in doing this than staying with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't have to show anybody any receipts on this either. It just, you know, except for the government, whomever that is, wherever they're staying. But yeah, they're set. So they have nothing to worry about.
Although what is interesting though is, like, once again, it goes back to Harry being this rule breaker. As you may or may not know, Queen Elizabeth has many children, but us, maybe it's just us in America. Us Americans don't really know or pay much attention to Princess Anne or Prince Edward. It's all about Charles and maybe Andrew, the freaking hot mess. And yes, I get it. I understand. A lot of people also with the argument of, why are we making such a big deal about Prince Harry when, hello, Prince Andrew is a freaking suspected sexual deviant and this, that, the other. It's because Prince Andrew, for the most part, played the game, bowed out to the queen, and was a good boy when he needed to. And
yeah,
Harry's not being a good boy, even though what Prince Andrew did is way worse. But yeah. Anne and Edward play the game. They know where they stand. They know the pecking order. And they're not as famous as Prince Charles.
Well, and then you're forgetting one very big key facet to all this. And that's why us Americans are sort of enthralled with this. And it all goes back to Princess Diana. And these are the kids of Princess Diana. Then her tragic death. I think that set up the drama. And that made us interested, and will forever be interested in those kids because of their great mother.
And I also think that that clearly also is a big motivator in Harry's decision. However, Prince Harry wants to or thinks he can control the media. And I think that's one of the motivating factors that fuel this. And I don't believe everything they say. They're clearly wanting their cake and having their cake and wanting to eat it too.
Right.
They're a little bit of hypocrites, right? Because
Well, they're out of touch. And he's going to learn, which we already know because we've observed celebrity for years.
Yes.
You can't control the narrative. No matter what, when you try to present what you want to them, they'll turn it around. When you give them nothing, they'll turn it around. It's all, if you're in the game is to turn you around. And that's the game. They don't understand that yet. They may think they're smarter than the game. They're not.
Nope. And by doing all of this, they're giving themselves even more attention.
Yeah. Well, they want that. I mean, come on. You know they want that. I think they both secretly crave it. I think he's just as guilty as she is. But she is definitely a participant in this party, for sure.
I'm not saying, though, and not once have I said she's a bad person, though, okay? And I'm not saying you're saying that either.
Yeah, I'm not.
I just wanted to go on the record, because what's also fascinating is, it's like, I'm trying to be careful, because I don't want to upset anybody.
Who? England?
Not even. Like, so many people, like, even people commenting, like, people I think so many people are into this story, but folks are saying, like, why must you pit women against each other and, like, this and then the other?
That has nothing to do with this. Nothing. This is just drama, and it's the plot line, and we're just commenting on the plot line.
But there are so many people that are invested in, like, just Meghan Markle, and they're like, ha-ha, now Kate Middleton is going to see what real independent woman can do and this, that, and the other.
I would put the parallel at Kardashians, because that's what I think this is turning into. It's like, some people love them, some people hate them, some people are indifferent to them. There's always a spin. This is just a big Kardashian cake to me.
That's very accurate, especially because, you know, just like the Kardashian Jenners, you know, like even like we talked about a few weeks ago. And by the way, Kylie Jenner has once again overtaken Kim on Instagram, and they're not tied. Okay. They were tied.
Not
for a
story.
Anyways, just like in any, or not like in any family, just like in a lot of families, there's competition. You know, Harry and William have been in competition a lot of their lives. And I think it's actually maybe even more common with brothers, right? Like, brothers tend to compete with each other, like who can do better, blah, 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 blah. I do also think it's kind of inconsiderate of Meghan Markle to let her husband deal with it. Like, is she in such a fragile state that she had to go to the UK with Prince Harry last week for an engagement, had left their child behind in Canada with the nanny, was in the UK like 2 or 3 days, and flew back. Like, why didn't they just go back to the UK as a family, all of them, and stay there for a couple of weeks while this was all resolved? To me, even just like on a human level, like not part of the royal family or whatever, like I would view all of Meghan Markle's actions as disrespectful and rude to the family. Like, oh, this woman is not trying.
I think all of this is. I think going back to your initial statement, you know what the gig is. And I think I said this weeks and weeks ago. If it's such a pain in the ass, just quit. And she's done exactly that. She's just quit. This must be too much of a pain in the ass for her. She didn't respect it going in, because if she did, she would have read the room, known what the job was, and taken the job as a humble servant, as you've become when you're a part of the crown and the family and that whole deal. She didn't do that.
I love it.
She wants to be famous, but she doesn't want to do the work. Princess Diana did the work. That's why we loved her. I see why people dislike her. She couldn't take the work for a couple of months. Princess Diana had a couple of boys too. Didn't see her bitch, and she was out there digging up landmines. She was a queen. She was a queen in training, if you will, a princess. It's apples and oranges, and this just seems Kardashian-esque to me. And it's lame.
Hello, the British royal family were the original Kardashians.
Like, it's a good point, too.
Remember back to 1992, as the queen dubbed her Annis Horribilis, or however you pronounce it. Yeah, this new drama really sparked my memory and made me go back and, like, seek out all these other clips. Like, and what's wild, too, is, like, when Diana was alive, oh, my God, maybe what? Prince Harry was attracted to Meghan Markle because in some way she reminds him of his mother. That must be the case, I'm guessing.
Why? She's the complete opposite of his mother. I get it that she's a rebel, but she was a rebel within the boundaries. This woman wants nothing to do with the boundaries, so I wouldn't make that comparison at all.
Well, in some way, all right? Clearly, like, not in a lot of ways, but yeah. No, she was a rebel. Like, she spoke out. Like, there was this audio recording that I heard of Princess Diana talking about how she confronted Prince Charles's mistress at the time, Camilla, and his now wife. Mm-hmm. And she talked about it on the record. Like, mm-hmm. Princess Diana, if she was playing the game and if she wanted to be a, quote, good girl, she could have just gotten a quiet divorce and not got into detail with his cheating or her affairs and all of this stuff. But she did. She laid it all out. Oh, it was juicy. I wish we had the podcast. I wish I was old enough back then. That would have been so good.
I'm telling you, and I'll say it one more time. You have to watch The Crown. And when you see the relationship between Charles and Camilla and how much Camilla, whatever her name is, how much he loved her, it's a really wild story. They really in the third season, they dive into it for a couple of episodes, and it's remarkable. I'm telling you, you love this stuff so much. If you watch the show, it would just bring it all home. You'd have different ideas and angles on it, too, because there's so much perspective you get from getting some of this history that I had no idea about, but it's good stuff.
You know, in many ways, also, the queen is to blame for that whole mess, because if she would have let Charles marry Camilla back in the day like he wanted to, things would have ended up much differently.
Not entirely true. The dad had a lot to do with it too.
Prince Philip.
They really show you the difference between the queen and her husband and their relationship with the crown and raising a kid. They really dive into that and they really nail that. That's the interesting part of it. When you get both sides of the parenting and the two different parenting styles, and it's remarkable that they stayed together through all of the crap that they went through. But it's good, man. Really good.
I'm so fascinated by all of it. Like, even the fact that, like, Prince Philip, the queen's husband, he's not even British. I mean, yes, he is, but he's Greek. He was born in Greece as part of the Greek royal family. And then he married Queen Elizabeth, and, well, before she was queen, and now he's the British prince. Anyways, this has been so lovely. This is me being happy. That is the sound of relief, because I am sleeping so well these days. And I've got to thank Purple Mattress. I know so many of us often have a hard time falling asleep at night or staying asleep, but Purple Mattress is a game changer. We know how important good sleep is. And Purple is scientifically proven to be the best. The founders of Purple are two brothers who've been developing cushioning technology for 30 years on things like medical beds and wheelchairs. In 2016, they decided to use their patented comfort technology to create Purple, the world's most scientific mattress. Purple will feel probably different than anything you've ever experienced, because it uses this brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. That's right. The Purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. And check out all these really cool things. You're going to get a 100-night risk-free trial backed by a 10-year warranty with free shipping and returns, free in-home setup and old mattress removal. And if you act right now, you're going to get a free Purple pillow. All you have to do is text Perez to 84888. That's Perez to 84888. Message and data rates may apply.
So you're saying with Hilton Honors, I can use points for a three-night stay anywhere?
Anywhere.
What about fancy places like the Canopy in Paris?
Yeah, Hilton Honors, baby.
Or relaxing sanctuaries like the Conrad in Tulum?
Hilton Honors, baby.
Ooh, what about the 5-star Waldorf Astoria in the Maldives?
Are you going to do this for all 7,000 hotels and resorts?
When you want points that can take you anywhere, it matters where you stay. Hilton for the stay.
Now, you guys know I love eating meat. I'm Cuban, and I grew up eating it almost every single day. However, now that I'm of a certain age, I want to make sure that what I'm eating is as healthy as possible. I want to make sure that the meat I'm eating is quality, that it's raised right, and that is ButcherBox. All the meat you find in ButcherBox is free of antibiotics and added hormones. ButcherBox is a subscription service that will deliver directly to your house the most premium quality meat at a better price than you will find at the grocery store, which I also care about because I've got 3 kids. I'm cheap. But thankfully, with ButcherBox, I can spend less and get more. ButcherBox is the best meat shipped to your place, which means also you save time because you don't have to go to the grocery store. There's options like 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage pork, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and more. Just go to butcherbox.com/Perez or use promo code Perez at checkout. And right now, you can get 2 pounds of salmon absolutely free plus $20 off your first box. All you have to do is go to butcherbox.com and use promo code Perez at checkout. That's butcherbox.com/Perez and use promo code Perez at checkout. Let's talk about some other things, since we've already made the parallels between the British royal family and the Kardashians. Let's talk about the Kardashians. Rob Kardashian, who is no saint, okay, has sued his baby mama, taken her to court. I don't know if technically I wouldn't know. Technically, I don't think he sued her, but he's taken her, or maybe he has.
I don't think it's a suit. I think he's just petitioning the court.
Yeah, he's taken legal action against his baby mama, Black China, because he is seeking primary custody, sole physical custody of their daughter, Dream Kardashian. And in these legal documents that, of course, have leaked, he's made many alarming allegations against his child's mother. Dream Kardashian is just 3 years old, and he claims that Black China has been engaging in very adult behavior in the presence of their daughter.
I don't think that's adult behavior.
Well, all right, fine. Claiming that she's constantly drunk, like drunk daily, threatening that she's a cocaine abuser and would snort cocaine in the home while their daughter was there, claiming that she just was so inappropriate that when Dream would come and spend time with Rob and his family, that she would twerk naked, that she had really foul language, and that she started to develop. It's not funny.
No, it's funny because he picked her. He didn't see that coming. Like, what a dope. What a dummy. I mean, I saw that coming. Give me a break.
I know. He did pick her, and he's 50% to blame because he could have used a condom and he
absolutely
didn't. And yeah, it sucks because at the end of the day, poor Dream Kardashian's gonna have this woman as her mother forever.
Yeah.
And look at the grandmother, Tokyo Toni, and how dysfunctional that woman is. But I am saddened, you know, allegedly Dream has started to develop behavioral problems and issues at her classes. She's not in preschool yet, I don't think, but she takes a lot of like kiddie classes and with her cousins. Like, she's just, it's an issue and a problem according to the Kardashians. And many people are willing to testify against Black China, including former employees and blah, 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 blah. It's just sad and it's a mess. I don't even want to, it's just depressing. This is depressing. All right, positive vibes. Keeping up with the Kar Jenners, Kylie Jenner got criticism for being insensitive when it came to the awful, devastating fires in Australia, which weigh heavy on my heart and on so many of us, especially here in California. We really relate and understand what that country is going through. But actually, the situation in Australia is way worse.
Oh, definitely. This is grave.
Yeah.
This is an awful, awful, awful situation.
California's been through that as well, but just the amount of both wildlife and human life that has been lost, like, it's unparalleled. Like, hundreds of millions of animals dead.
Well, they've called it a billion. They said that probably around a billion animals have been lost. And we're talking about lines of species that are now gone.
Yeah.
They'll never be back. It's really, it's so disheartening. It just hurts my heart. That's the worst. And seeing those koalas, a third of that population's gone. That's crazy.
I can't look at those photos.
It kills me. Death by fire, too. It's literally, it's just a sin. And I just feel like I feel helpless. And I'm sure the whole world feels helpless. I wish that as a world, we'd all get together and say, hey, there's a continent on fire. Let's go save it. And let's all figure out how to go do it and really do it. That should be the priority right now. Oh, hurts my heart.
Well, I've donated. And as you know, I've become the cheapest person ever.
Well, it's a tax write-off, so, you know, you get that money back.
Well, even then, I just stopped donating to things. I don't know if I believe the concept of tax write-off or whatever. Like, I don't know if that's real.
You really know nothing about anything, do you?
I don't. I don't know if that's real. I don't know.
It's real. Yes, it is.
I don't know how
you need a certain allotment of write-offs every year. You can take them. If you have the money to spend, do it, and it won't count against you in the tax season. That's how it works.
But I think I already get my... you already get write-offs other ways, too.
Just stop. You're right. There are many other ways to write things off. But the goal is, for someone that makes money, which you do, you want to maximize your contributions to write-off when it comes to charity every year, because that helps somebody and you get it back. So, yes, it will help you.
I think I've already reached my max other ways. I don't know. Anyways, whatever. I donated, okay? And I encourage everybody to donate their part. But you know what? And it kind of goes... I think we talked about it last week when we talked about Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that?
No, did we talk about... Oh, yes. That they were being...
Or maybe we didn't. If we did or we didn't, just to recap, a lot of people were shaming Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban for donating, quote, only $500,000.
But God knows what they're really doing. They may have been doing so much more.
Yeah, and I don't think we should be shaming them for that. And also...
No, I don't either. Anything you could give, just give. And by the way, and just to stop you for one second, if you do want to give, if you go to Nicole Kidman's Instagram, she breaks down a lot of different parks and charities and different places, sanctuaries, a lot of different ways to give. And she gives the websites and they're vetted and she stands behind them and it's her country and she knows. But go to her Instagram. It's on her page. It's a great place to start.
And I was bummed to see people giving a lot of flack to Kylie Jenner. I mean, yes, she's a hypocrite. Most of the Kardashian Jenners are.
Yeah, it's their thing.
But having said that, while she's a hypocrite, I still think it's really awesome that she donated $1 million to what's going down in Australia. She's not Australian. She doesn't live there. She's not married to one. She's not dating one. The fact that she donated $1 million, I think that's really cool. And yes, the very next slide after she posted about the half a billion animals that were killed, she posted a photo of herself in mink fur slippers. She's a hypocrite, but
yeah,
she's also doing good, okay? So...
Yeah, let's focus on the positive. I'm with you on that one. It's $1 million and damn it, they could use it.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
All right. I mentioned Selena Gomez earlier and that I saw her at the Doolittle premiere. Have you had a chance to listen to the new Selena Gomez album that just came out on Friday?
I have listened to the whole thing. Yes, I have.
It is pure perfection. I was listening to it and I literally texted one of my gays and I'm like, I'm 10 songs in and thus far there's not one that's filler. Thus far there's not one that's bad. I was floored by how much I love the new Selena Gomez album. It's by far her best, most cohesive body of work, her most personal. I like the new Selena Gomez album better than the new Taylor Swift album. It's exceptional, you guys. And I'm sure by now everybody has streaming. You know, everybody has either Apple Music or Spotify. If you have not listened to it yet, it's like Grammy Album of the Year worthy. Like, I could not stop listening all weekend long. I could not stop loving it. I was so impressed. And congratulations to you, Selena Gomez. It just goes to show you hard work, not giving up, being consistent, growing, maturing, evolving, getting better at your craft. You don't need to be the best vocalist, okay? It's just about being honest, putting the thought into it. I don't know. I just love it. Congratulations. I love it.
By the way, that's big praise from somebody that said she was over.
I did not say.
I'm never going to let you live that down.
Over,
oh, you
bitch.
Did. People went back.
No, I did not.
You said, I think she's over.
Well, I was wrong.
Quote, I think she might be over is what you said.
Might.
I heard I was wrong in there. I'm fine.
Okay,
that's what I wanted to hear.
But I think she's over and I think she might be over are two very different sentiments, okay?
Okay.
I can acknowledge when I'm wrong.
I heard it. I just wanted to hear it again.
All right.
I feel better now. Warms me up inside.
Justin Bieber, her longtime boyfriend, has been doing a lot. He leaked to TMZ some information about his upcoming documentary that will be released on YouTube. And in that, we're going to see that he has been battling Lyme disease and hardcore mono. I believe it's real. But there's maybe like 5%, maybe even 10%. There are some skeptics that don't believe that Lyme disease is a real disease or that it's a real thing. But, you know, there are also some skeptics that think Justin might be making up that he has Lyme disease to cover up for past drug use or whatever, this, that, the other. But Bieber is claiming that his Lyme disease is why he was depressed, had bad skin, blah, 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 blah. I think it's just safe to say that thus far, this new Bieber era maybe isn't going as well. And actually, you know what? It's more than safe to say. I looked at the metrics. I looked at the streaming numbers for both of their lead singles. I looked at video views. Selena's Lose You to Love Me in its first week has, and even in its first few days, did, even in its first 24 hours, but when you compare both of those songs, that one to Justin Bieber's Yummy, Selena's did way better. And yes, bitches, it's a competition, and it makes me happy that she did better. Okay.
We would expect nothing but that from you, and we thank you for that.
Did you see there was this video? Bieber did something with this YouTuber, David Dobrik.
No, I missed that.
David Dobrik was surprising people in his car with Justin Bieber. He does this regularly. Like, he'll invite people into his car, which is actually kind of creepy when you think about it, but not really, because they know him. It's not like a stranger inviting you into his car. He invites people into his car, and then he does different things with them. And in this video, he surprised them with Justin Bieber, and he asked this one seemingly gay kid, like, he's, I know my people, okay?
Maybe it's fine. I don't think anybody's going to call you out for that.
Yeah, maybe he's not, though. Maybe he's not a gay college kid or whatever, but he asked the kid what he thought of the new just the public's response to this song. He knows. All right, let's keep it moving. Some brief items, and then we'll go to calls, and we will get to The Bachelor, okay, because I teased that last week. So Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson move more seriously in their relationship. They have moved in together. Wow.
They're getting married. You know, I'm calling this one.
Wow. They moved in together. Also, Kate Beckinsale continues to make piss poor decisions. She has now been linked with Machine Gun Kelly, who is like 20 years younger than her, and some would say a hot mess. And what's dubious, or, you know what, maybe it's just she's got a bit of a, or a lot of a Meghan Markle in her. Kate Beckinsale allegedly doesn't drink alcohol and allegedly doesn't do drugs. I guess she just likes the attention. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, she clapped back about the MGK thing, and she said that they're not dating. I think that's one of Pete's friends, and I think she's by proxy in that circle now. So, whatevs.
They're dating. Anyways.
I'm going to go ahead and say you're wrong about that one, but okay.
Anyways, congratulations to Chloe Sevigny. She is pregnant with her first child at 45 years old. We're living in a day and age where women are just getting pregnant for the first time later and later and later. Nothing wrong with that. I think hopefully it makes her better parents, I think. Hopefully, you know.
No, I agree with you. I do agree with you.
All right. Give us everything on The Bachelor thus far.
Okay. So this guy, Pilot Pete.
You like him. I heard that on your radio show.
I do. I really like this guy. My first reaction is to hate The Bachelors immediately, but I like him. He's very likable, affable. He seems to be there for the right reasons. I genuinely believe that he wants to marry one of these girls. And the front runner, everybody's saying, is Hannah Ann, whatever the hell her name is, whom I like. Okay. And the girls are all one hotter than the other. Oh my God, they're smoking. I'll give you a better sort of, when I see the runway a little longer, I'll be able to kind of hone in on some of the other girls, but I just don't know enough about them yet. But the girl that's really pissing me off is Hannah B, who's decided to come back to the show. She comes back on the show and talks about how she banged this dude four times in a freaking windmill. Okay, four times. And she's telling the other girls about this. Now, these
girls... Wait, she banged Pete?
Pilot Pete.
Oh, wow.
And then didn't choose Pete. Chose somebody else. Well, that somebody else didn't want to be with her, it turns out. And she, boo-hoo, she got put on Dancing with the Stars and then won that. And then after that, what can we do with her? Oh, let's throw her back on The Bachelor, which just annoys me. Enough of her. I didn't like her when she was on The Bachelorette. I hated her on every show. So now I got to put up with her on this goddamn show. And I just want her to go away. And now she's back. And it's not fair to the other girls. The other girls are like, hey, what the hell? We know the backstory with her. He's trying to get over her. And now Hannah is toying with his emotions, seemingly. Maybe he's playing along. If I'm him, I've hit it four times. I'm looking at the other 25 broads and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to try to hit some of these. That's what I'm thinking. But he's, I don't know. He's got something with her. And I'm annoyed. I want her to go away. I want her to get kicked off the show immediately. She's just ruining my experience. I can't stand Hannah B. Go away. So that's my take so far. We've got a new episode tomorrow night. We'll get back to you maybe later in the week. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Well,
all right.
That was that. Let's take some calls.
Good evening, Perez Booker. My name is Jacqueline from Music City, Tennessee. Just calling to weigh in on the segment about your sister and her being close to being due. My opinion is this, okay? You should be able to go on vacation, spring break with your children as you want. It sounds like you have plans to be near your sister when the birth comes to fruition. So my thing is like this, okay? I think you guys are brothers and sisters. You guys are only siblings.
I can't take anymore. Get to the goddamn point. Ask your question. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Chris. Jesus. Laura in Nashville. I just had a couple of comments about your recent shows. One is when you were talking about the Kylie and Kim Instagram follower count. Shortly after New Year's, Kim posted a picture of herself in her underwear, which I thought was weird because she was like, oh, happy late New Year's. And I bet that was because she was trying to beat her sister and followers, and Kylie had a similar photo as well right before. So anyway, I thought that was interesting that you brought that up. And also, I love the name Radix. I thought it was super cute. I didn't even know she was pregnant. But I have a child named Radnor. R-A-D-N-O-R, and we call him Rad, and I love it. It's a lot of fun, but Radix is super cute. Anyway, that's it. Thanks.
I like Radnor, like Gilda. Radnor, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I like it too. And I believe that as well.
I thought the Kardashians were done with, didn't she come out and say she's done posting?
Like, yes, but she doesn't want to lose to Kylie and Instagram followers. Duh, that's what the caller just said.
They're so full of shit. I love it.
Hey guys, this is Amber from Seattle. Usually I side with Booker on this thing. Sorry, Perez, love you, but I do side with Booker usually. But I really have to side with Perez on the whole spring break issue. I have three kids, and we so look forward to going somewhere on spring break. We're not rich. We're totally normal people, normal paychecks, and we save our money so that we can get away on spring break. Your sister having a baby, you know what? You're going to be back so soon. Go on your spring break. Have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your birthday. I'm guessing this is more about your kids in spring break than you being selfish about your birthday.
Yeah. Exactly.
See that baby.
That's horseshit. When the option is Perez being selfish, the answer is always Perez is being selfish.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, you're so funny. Whatever. All right, 800-721-1185. I'm just joshing with you. Give us a call. We'll do this again in a couple of days.
The show's done, but if you want to keep the good times going, you're going to love Showmance with Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz on Podcast One. Join the former Glee stars and best friends as they interview other dynamic duos about the wild ups and downs of balancing a relationship on set. Download new episodes of Showmance with Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz every week on Podcast One.
So you're saying with Hilton Honors, I can use points for a free night stay anywhere?
Anywhere.
What about fancy places like the Canopy in Paris?
Yeah, Hilton Honors, baby.
Or relaxing sanctuaries like the Conrad in Tulum?
Hilton Honors, baby.
Ooh, what about the 5-star Waldorf Astoria in the Maldives?
Are you going to do this for all 7,000 hotels and resorts?
When you want points that can take you anywhere, it matters where you stay. Hilton for the stay.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.